Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Gini Wijnaldum, £25 million, Liverpool securing that deal. So he will head off from Newcastle to the States to team up with his new squad members. Joe Allen, £13 million. Liverpool accept the bid from Stoke City. But will he go there or will Swansea come in late? And John Flanagan talk now of a possible loan deal, which could see him at Burnley for a season. Let's catch up on all that with John Hines from the LFC magazine. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Steve.
Let's start with Gini Wijnaldum. Goodbye for Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans are still debating maybe the price tag rather than the actual ability, I think, because he showed at times last season what he can do in the Premier League. Maybe the price tag is probably a sign of how things have gone a bit crazy this summer.
Where does he fit in terms of how Liverpool play, and who's he going to push out of the side, or is he a part of the bigger picture of the squad?
I think that you've probably hit the nail on the head there, a bigger picture of the squad, because it looks like Jurgen Klopp wants lots of different options, obviously, and he's already signed Mane, who can play in quite a few different attacking positions. Maybe Wijnaldum might be another one who can do that as well. But as we know, injuries come along, suspensions come along, different things, so the more options we have of players like that who can score goals, the better it should be for the season, hopefully.
Have you been satisfied with the players brought in, or have you been slightly underwhelmed that Liverpool maybe haven't set the bar a little bit higher in terms of names and talent out there?
I thought you might use the word underwhelmed there, all right, Steve. I suppose everybody wants big names, don't they? The best players, the guys they recognise. Most people play fancy football now or champ manager, stuff like that, and they think they can build a team, they know what it's about, but maybe Liverpool can't quite work it that way. There's a lot of money involved for deals now. Maybe he's shopping, as he said himself, with the shopping in Aldi, as though Jurgen Klopp said recently. Maybe that explains some of it, but the players he's bringing in, you have to look at and say, yeah, he's going to have good options, and quite a few of them will hopefully have Premier League experience as well, yeah.
Okay, what about a couple of the players that might be heading out? Joe Allen, £13 million. We all saw how good he was at the Euros. Some Liverpool fans left scratching their head saying, why wouldn't Liverpool want to keep this player?
Yeah, I think Jurgen Klopp said it himself towards the end of last season, didn't he? When the first choice team he was picking was for the Europa games, and Joe Allen basically wasn't in that side a lot of the time. So I know he came on in some games and came on against Borussia Dortmund in particular, and I think he did pretty well in the home game there. When it came to picking the first 11, more often than not for the biggest games, he wasn't in it, Joe Allen. So even then, he wasn't first choice. And now if you add more names to the squad this summer, does he drop further down the pecking order? He probably does. So if you can get the type of figure they're talking for him, it's probably not a bad piece of business.
13 million sounds good money, doesn't it? But then I suppose if you think, how could you reinvest that? Could you get a talent like Joe Allen for £13 million? You know, if Liverpool were to go out there looking for a midfielder, are you going to spend £13
million? They're probably going to end up spending maybe twice that, the way the transfer market seems to have gone this summer. Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? A lot of people are obviously saying he did great at the Euros, but as we know in the past, there's been a lot of players who've done really well at international tournaments, and then when it comes to the future or playing on in the league they're in, they don't quite live up to that standard.
What a nice gentleman he is as well. I tell you what, he's never complained, has he? He's never one of those who sort of hit out at not being continually involved or not involved in the side. He's just got on with his business. One of football's good guys is Joe Allen.
Definitely. Very nice fella. I'd imagine, and from what I've heard from some of the younger players, a very good influence on them as well. Good to see, as you just said, even when he wasn't in the team, you can't imagine him complaining or not putting in 100% in training. So for the young lads who have been in the squad last season and working with him, that's probably the perfect example.
So is Joe, do you think, going to go to Stoke, or could Swansea come back in for him? Is 13 million about as high as the market will go for Joe?
Yeah, it's the way things have been this summer already, we've seen, haven't we? Jordan Ive, 15 million, prices like that. It could go higher, couldn't it? And obviously, from a Liverpool point of view, you want more and more clubs interested and bidding for him, hopefully. 13 million is not bad, but as you said earlier, I think we could be hoping or looking for more, maybe, yeah.
And what about John Flanagan? Did a show the other day with Neil Jones from The Echo, had a bit of an outburst and said, you know, he finds it disgraceful the way some people hammer John Flanagan, or maybe say he's not good enough or shouldn't be involved. And he said, look at what this lad's had to go through. He's virtually had to rebuild his knee and has got back to this level. This is a guy who was played primarily in positions in Liverpool's season where they came second. He was absolutely fundamental in that season for the Reds, and yet seems to have had a little bit of a bad rap at times.
Definitely. Again, a bit like Joel Nutter, a nice guy, John Flanagan, you can't imagine him ever changing. Really good attitude, very good approach, hard working. And as you said, he seems to get a bad rap from some people. But 2 years out of football, more or less, wasn't it? With the knee injury and coming back and trying to come back and slowly easing himself back in. That's a massive amount of football for somebody who's still developing and still learning to miss. So he needs time, basically. And maybe Jurgen Klopp thinks a loan deal might be the best way for him to play at a decent level and play every week and play 90 minutes every week. Because I suppose that's still the big question, isn't it? Can he play 90 minutes a couple of times a week since he came back from the injury?
Well, that might just get his fitness back. I mean, that might just be the best thing to sort of get him back to a level where he's competing at the level he wants in his head for Liverpool Football Club as well. It's not to say if he goes on loan that he doesn't stand a chance of being part of Liverpool long-term in the future.
Definitely, definitely. And as we saw that season when he finished second, Flannel was a really solid, consistent member of that team, wasn't he? He was, at that time, he was probably a fan's favourite, wasn't he, that season? Mm. So it does seem a bit funny how some people, not everybody obviously, but some people's attitudes towards him maybe have altered a little. But as you said, if he goes out, plays a full season, week in, week out, and then comes back, he could still be a big part of Liverpool's future.
Now, crazy scenes at Huddersfield last night, not least with Shamal George going up front. So this is an 18-year-old keeper who plays for the youth teams, who's obviously been involved a couple of times for the senior side. He came on in the second half because Lucas was injured. So the whole game, goal-wise, was played by Loris Karius. But, of course, Lucas got injured in the second half. Jurgen had used all his subs already because he'd made it, you know, he'd done all his changes at half-time. He had no options. So we sent this young lad on who looked like this gangly, you know, young stick. He's still not fully physically developed. Threw him on into a centre-forward role. I mean, I don't know where else he could have played him. I sort of felt a little bit sorry for the guy, but at the same time, there was something quite amusing about it.
Yeah, when last night's game, afterwards when I came home, I was trying to dig out an old academy interview I did with Shamal George a couple of seasons ago where I'm pretty sure he told me that he has played outfield. And I think he might have played outfield maybe in a trial game for Liverpool or maybe when he was on trial somewhere else. He said he definitely played outfield. So it's not a completely new experience for him, but maybe playing centre-forward for the first team might have been more than he was expecting, but probably part of pre-season, isn't it? Remember Pepe Reina playing off-field, remember that as well, a couple of seasons ago?
When was that?
Years ago. I think it was when they were in maybe Austria or Germany in pre-season under Rafa.
Right.
And you know, we in the office earlier, we were just chatting about he had a shot on goal. I wouldn't say he came close to scoring, but he had a shot on goal anyway, yeah.
Other keepers that have played outfield? And that doesn't include keepers coming up at the end of a match. That doesn't include Peter Schmeichel scored for Everton, didn't he? Came up at the end of a game. But other keepers that have played outfield, I can't think of many.
There can't be too many. I suppose it's worked the other way, I suppose, for Liverpool a couple of times, hasn't it? I remember Steve Staughton going in goals during the derby. Do you remember that when Westerveld was sent off?
Yeah.
Or David Burrow, did he go in goals in Moscow when Brucey got sent off?
You've got a better memory. Well, funnily enough, last night at Huddersfield, I was sat next to Ray Clements. And someone showed a text to Ray which said, Brucey would be spitting feathers if he saw what was going on here. This is Bruce's ultimate, isn't it? A goalkeeper to play as centre-forward for 20-odd minutes.
And he seemed particularly keen to take the penalty as well. That makes you well, George.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, he had a moment, didn't he, when he broke through and he thought he was onside, he was offside. And you thought this could be a wonderful story. Didn't quite happen for him. I tell you what, though, Ray, I said to him, did you ever do this? He said, no, you wouldn't get me out there. He said, maybe in a few training games. He said, I wouldn't embarrass myself.
Testimonial, maybe, yeah. Usually.
Right, Liverpool's tour of America. You're looking forward to this one? There's some big games.
Some big games, yeah. I was just reading some quotes from Jurgen Klopp after the game last night, and he was saying the great thing about being at training camp is there's nothing else to do but train. So I'd imagine some of the players who are just coming back are probably in for a tough couple of days.
I think so. It's going to be an interesting one anyway. It goes very, very quickly. And then all of a sudden, they are playing Barcelona at Wembley. I tell you what, that's got a big circle round it that day. That's going to be a fabulous occasion.
It does, definitely. Pre-season, obviously, a lot of games. And some games may be more attractive than other ones. But I think any time you play Barcelona, especially obviously with no European football this coming season, and maybe Luis Suarez playing, obviously, it does. It gets your pulse racing, doesn't it? You look at that and think that's a big game straight away.
John, thank you for your time this morning. Have a great day.
Cheers, Steve. Have a good one.
That's John Hines, writer with the LFC magazine.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.